So in case today's theme didn't come through strongly enough in the readings and the songs, I should probably tell you that today is Good Shepherd Sunday. You know, the whole, the Lord is my shepherd, I'm the gate for the sheep. But really, how many times can we hear about sheep and shepherds and gates before our eyes start crossing? How many different ways can there be to talk about sheep and shepherds and sheep gates before we fall asleep? Well, instead of talking about sheep and shepherds and sheep gates, I'm going to talk about baptism. Baptism is a key celebration in our church, in the Episcopal Church. It's the sacrament that initiates people into the life of the church. And it's so important, in fact, that we renew our baptismal promises throughout the year and also throughout our lives. Now, we're only baptized once, but we're reminded of our baptism all the time. It's said that the famous reformer Martin Luther recalled his baptism every morning when he washed his face. It's not a bad practice, actually, to recall our baptism frequently. Now, some elements of baptism differ from church to church and denomination to denomination. Most people include water and prayers. But some churches use holy oil. Some churches present candles. Some people are dressed in white when they're baptized. And there are any number of differences in how baptism is both practiced and understood. Here in the Episcopal Church, our baptismal service contains a covenant, a series of promises we make to God, both at the moment when we are baptized, but also throughout our lives. The covenant is in the form of questions and answers. And one of the first questions we ask is this: will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? And we express our willingness to do so by responding, "I will, with God's help." So maybe that question sounds a little familiar. It actually quotes directly from our first reading from Acts. Today's reading from Acts tells us about the early days of the early church. At this point in the church's story, there are no beautiful vestments, no beautiful altars, no beautiful bishops, nothing. Instead, the early church gathers around the feet of the apostles. Those early followers of Jesus who don't even call themselves Christians at that point, we hear that they devote themselves to listening to the apostles' words of wisdom. The apostles, some of whom actually walked with Jesus during his public ministry, have lots of wisdom to share. The apostles have powerful insights and meaningful lessons to share, but the early church does more than just listen to the words of the wise elders. We also hear that in addition to devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching, the people also devote themselves to three other things: to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to the prayers. Because becoming a follower of Christ involves more than just what we learn. It involves more than knowledge and wisdom. Becoming a follower of Christ also involves how we as faithful people live. And it's more than just what we believe, but becoming a follower of Christ is also about how we behave. It's more than just what we believe individually. It also includes how we behave together as a community. The example of the early church shows us modern believers the importance of those three other things: of fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers. Through fellowship, Christians learn how to live together. Those early followers of Jesus, we hear, they were together and had all things in common. They practice economic justice, ensuring that every person in the community has what is necessary, even doing the radical thing to sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Caring for their sister and brother believers was much more important than just taking in and hoarding their personal possessions. We also hear that the early church is devoted to the breaking of bread. And as those of us who were here last week heard in the gospel lesson from Luke, the risen Christ becomes known to his followers in the breaking of bread. Do this in remembrance of me, Jesus commands, at what we now call the Last Supper, as he breaks the bread and shares the cup. Celebrating what we now call the Holy Eucharist has long been a practice in Christian communities, a practice we gratefully continue today. After listening to the apostles' teaching, figuring out how to live in community and breaking bread, the last thing that the early church devotes itself to is the prayers. Now, our prayer can be something as simple as the Lord's Prayer or something as complicated as the words of the Mass. I believe that Acts is suggesting to us that offering those prayers, whatever form they take, is an essential part of what it means to be a follower of Christ. By their passionate devotion to teaching and learning, being in fellowship, breaking of bread, and saying the prayers, amazing things begin to happen in the early church. We hear that awe comes upon everyone because many wonders and signs are being done. By living as truly faithful followers of Jesus, the community becomes open to the movement of the Holy Spirit in its midst. The presence and movement of that Holy Spirit strengthens that young church to do amazing things and to become amazing people. Today's reading ends with this simple yet beautiful sentence: day by day, the Lord adds to their number those who are being saved. The sight of faithful people draws strangers into the midst of the young church. Once those strangers arrive, they are quickly transformed into friends. Friends of the community, yes, but they also become friends of Christ. I love the stories of the early church. What an amazing movement it became, and what an amazing movement it continues to be today by our devotion to teaching and fellowshipping, to breaking bread and to praying. We not only transform our own lives, but we transform the world around us. When the world around us transforms, we cannot help but draw other people to our side and to the side of Christ. And that's how churches can grow. More specifically, that's how our little church can grow. By devotion to teaching and fellowshipping, to breaking bread and praying, by remaining faithful to the promises we make over and over again in our baptismal covenant, we too can see the growth that we hear about in the early church. So will we continue in the apostles' fellowship and teaching, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Let us answer with confidence, we will, with God's help. Amen.